Certainly always do that. Holy Week is a very intense time in the church, and maybe this happens to you too, but I don't know. For some reason, Palm Sunday, always, ever since I remember, ever since I was a little tiny kid, was always very special in a bad way. Palm Sunday, for some reason, was always a bad day for me. Today so far, so good, thank God. We'll see what happens. But, you know, ever especially since I became a priest, every crisis always happened on Palm Sunday. There's always something going on, and when there's already tons of masses, and there's things going on, and it was always like a way that I always interpreted as, God is telling me, get ready. Get ready, Holy Week is coming, Holy Thursday is coming, Good Friday is coming, Holy Saturday is coming, Easter Sunday is coming. It's meant to be intense. Why? Because that's what it takes for us to draw our attention away from ourselves and onto Jesus. And this week, starting today, all the way to Easter, in our church, in the Catholic Church, we look really closely at the life of Jesus, and especially, we're not focusing just on his teaching. We get that in the season that passed, the season of Epiphany. And we're not focusing necessarily on the things that he did. There's a lot of seasons that we focus on that. But during Holy Week, we start to look at the heart of Jesus, who he is inside. And these very intense days show us what kind of person he is. He shows us his heart these days. And it starts today. Look at what he does. And contrast, and it's as if Matthew is showing us somebody who's not Jesus to contrast Jesus with him. He starts with these crowds. Look at what the crowds do. It's beautiful in a way. They see that Jesus is coming. They cut branches off trees and are imitating. They have these branches, and they take their clothes, they throw them on the ground so that the donkey that Jesus is riding on steps on them. And they shout, Hosanna to the Son of David. Okay, it's beautiful. But what's their understanding? What's their intention? What do they want? Son of David means we want a king like David who's going to destroy our enemies and who's going to give us a secure kingdom. They were under the occupation of the Romans. They wanted political freedom, which is fine. It's a great thing to want. And therefore they wanted a king like David to conquer their enemies. But that was in their mind. What does Jesus want? Look what Jesus does. He goes into Jerusalem in glory, and he goes immediately to the temple. And he finds those who sell and the money changers. And he knocks their tables down. And he says, my house should be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers. What do the people want? They want political victory. What does Jesus want? He wants a pure temple. You see the heart of Jesus, what it longs for, what it wants, what it desires. Political victory is fine. It's great. Work for it. Wonderful. But the heart of Jesus wants a pure temple. And what's a pure temple? Where does God truly dwell? In you, in your heart. And when you receive communion today, Jesus Christ is going to enter your heart. What's he going to find there? Is he going to find impurity? Is he going to find greed? Is he going to find a den of robbers in your heart? He cares about that a lot more than he cares about anything else. That's his first priority. He goes to the money changers. Okay, money, oh, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with money. But what does Jesus desire? Once he's done, he leaves the money changers, and the blind and the lame came to him, and he healed them. We want money. Jesus wants healing. He wants to heal us. We want money because we think it's going to make us feel better. We think it's going to fix our traumas, fix our problems, fix our sicknesses. Jesus knows that that's not the solution. He is the healer. He is the one that we're going to go to. He's the one that's going to make us happy. Not all the money in the world. The chief priests and the scribes get jealous. They see the things that he's doing. They say to him, Do you hear what these children are saying? They're calling you the son of David. They're jealous of Jesus. Why are they jealous? Because they're interested in their own glory. They're interested in their own name. And they reject Christ because of that. We do that too. We do it too. Oh, I heard this guy was talking about me. My brother, you know, there was a thing, he didn't invite me. I thought we were friends, but he didn't even say hi to me that day. Okay, fine, be upset. Be upset for 5 minutes. I know people that have not spoken to each other for 20 years over something that small. Families get hurt because you just forgot me, or you're just in a bad mood, or whatever, I don't know. It doesn't matter. If that's going to break your family, you do not care about the glory of God. You care about your own glory. And you're rejecting the love of God. Because if you don't love your brother, how are you going to love God? You're rejecting the love of God over something so small, so petty, just because of your own pride and your own arrogance. So, brothers and sisters, it's Holy Week has begun. Get ready. Holy Thursday, on this coming Thursday, we're going to have the Mass of the Lord's Supper. We're going to have the washing of the feet at 5 o'clock. If you're going to come, be on time. We have to finish so that Holy Martyrs can do their stuff after we're done. 5 o'clock, it's intense. You're going to watch. You're going to hear about Jesus washing the feet of the disciples. Good Friday, we're going to get at 5 o'clock here. There's going to be prayers that are very intense. There's going to be a procession of the tomb of the Lord. It's sad to see. We're going to reflect on the crucifixion. Easter Sunday, the resurrection. Again, 5 p.m. I'm doing the announcements now. 5 p.m. on Saturday. We'll be here. We'll have Mass. These are intense days. Back to back to back. It's meant to be. Break out of the mold. Break out of the habits that you're stuck on throughout the rest of the year. And let these special days be holy days. So that you can leave the crowds and go with Jesus. Forget about the political victory. Care about your temple that is your body and your soul. Forget about money for a minute and look after your healing. Forget about your own glory for a minute and seek the glory of God. And let the grace of God transform so that you can continue to walk with Jesus after Easter.